This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh, there's some hilarious things going on with Starbucks right now. You know, the racial tension is so high and the left-wing hysteria is so off the charts that this is, as Rush Limbaugh says, a teachable moment for all of us. I wrote a story on National News that talked about the fact that Starbucks, which helped create the mass hysteria of the left, the intolerance of the left through its progressive social programs, is now being eaten alive by the very thing that it helped create. Leftists are outraged over the arrest of these two black men who were just sitting peacefully, minding their own business in a Starbucks store, waiting for a friend of theirs to arrive, and they had the audacity to use the restroom. And the intolerant, racist, bigot Starbucks employees, who are almost all leftists, called the cops. What did they tell the cops? There's two black guys sitting here. Oh, my God. And as I joked in my Natural News article, I think it would have been even funnier if those two black dudes had been carrying concealed weapons legally. That would have been even funnier. Oh, my God, there's two armed black guys in their coffee shop. Are you liberal snowflake white people so pathetic that you're scared by the presence of black people sitting in your store? You are such intolerant bigots. All you left-wingers, you're racists. You're bigots. You're the ones calling the cops on black people just because they're black. And by the way, so Starbucks announced that they're going to shut down all 8,000 plus stores for a day or so in order to teach their employees to stop being racist bigots. This is incredible. Starbucks is shutting all its stores nationwide to teach its left-wing employees to stop being racist bigots, to stop hating black people just because they're black. This is what it has come to. Now, as I pointed out, number one, well, where do I even begin? Number one, this division between blacks and whites is stupid to begin with. We're all African Americans, if we're American. I mean, we're all of African descent, is my point. You know, you go back in the history of human anthropology, there were only about 4,000 humans alive at one time in hundreds of thousands of years ago. I don't know the exact year. Scientists don't either, so. It's a few hundred thousand years ago. There were about 4,000 humans alive, and they were all Africans, and they all had dark skin, okay? You are a descendant of those people, as am I. We all have African blood. We're all brothers and sisters, people. Just deal with it. This division is stupid, and calling people white or black based on the color of their skin is frankly quite stupid as well. The division is just nonsense. So, I also support the right of anyone to sit in a coffee shop. I mean, as long as they're not naked. You know, as long as they're just minding their own business. It's a public retail space. You have tables and chairs, right? Well, that's for people to sit, I would suppose, and sit and chat and maybe wait for their friends and then buy all their coffee together if they want to buy overpriced coffee, you know, from an abusive corporation that doesn't believe in fair trade when it comes to coffee or fair, what do you call it, fair wages for the coffee workers, because that's Starbucks. They have a long history of violating all kinds of ethics when it comes to coffee harvesting, and they use milk that comes from cows that are fed GMOs and all kinds of things. You know, most of the stuff's not organic and so on. Starbucks has all kinds of ethical violations. This is not an ethical corporation. Yet, at the same time, Starbucks doesn't have a policy that teaches employees to call the cops on people just because they're black. So this left-wing hatred of Starbucks is derangement. It's mass mental illness of leftists, yet again, because they're blaming the Starbucks corporation for the individual actions of one store employee or store manager or whoever it was. I think now it turns out it was a manager. And it was a radical left-wing manager, by the way, a social justice warrior manager who called the cops on the black guys. At least that's according to the information I'm seeing Now, so yeah, leftists called cops on blacks just because they're black. Incredible, right? But it's not a company policy, you see. In fact, it no doubt violates company policy. So if you're going to hate on someone, you should hate on the nut job store manager or employee, whoever it was, who called the cops. That's the person who's the racist. It's not the Starbucks corporation. But you see, these radical left-wing people who are frankly mentally ill at this point, all they do is they go from one hysterical outrage to the next without ever applying logic or reason of any kind whatsoever. They don't think to themselves, is this a corporate policy? Because of course it isn't. The corporation doesn't say black people aren't welcome in their store, their coffee shops. That's not a corporate policy. That's some idiotic manager slash employee, whoever it was, making a stupid decision because they're an intolerant left-wing racist bigot. It's not the company policy. So why are you hating on the company? I mean, the same thing could happen to any restaurant. You know, you could go to McDonald's. You could be sitting in a chair at McDonald's and a McDonald's manager could call the cops on you for being black. Or frankly, for being Haitian or whatever else. Maybe someday soon for being Christian.
Oh my God, there's Christians in our store. They hate gays. Call the cops.
This is what the left wants to do. They have no tolerance whatsoever for reality. So this could happen to any restaurant. Doesn't mean it's a corporate policy. So the left wing, what do you call them? Just hysterical, deranged lunatics. They're now shouting down the CEO of Starbucks. He's been trying to apologize. He's been just practically stumbling over himself to apologize profusely. This is unacceptable behavior. This does not represent the values of Starbucks. Of course it doesn't. It wasn't a Starbucks corporate decision. It was just some moron individual who's an intolerant left-wing bigot who hates blacks. That's all it is. That person should be the subject of the hatred, if anybody. That person should be fired. You notice, by the way, that we don't know who that person is, at least not to my knowledge. I mean, we don't know their name, because they'd probably have to flee the country. But to blame the corporation for all this is nonsense. So anyway, Starbucks is going to just endure losses of probably tens of millions of dollars in order to close all its 8,000 stores for one day to fake like they're teaching people to not be bigots. They're going to have seminars. What are they going to have? Are they going to have like pictures of black people and say, stop hating them because of the color of their skin? Is this what it's going to be? You deranged lunatic leftists, stop being bigots. Maybe that should be the lesson. You know, we could do this whole thing in about 2 minutes. You left-wing Starbucks morons, stop hating people because of the color of their skin. How about that? Starbucks should hire me to give the lesson. It would obviously be more impactful. You know, hey, all humans deserve dignity. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said it. Stop judging people by the color of their skin, judge them by the content of their character. But at Starbucks, oh no, it's the color of your skin for sure, yeah. Think about the left. They've gone from, you know, 50 years ago, a little over 50 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream. A very inspiring speech, by the way. Today it's,
oh my God, there's black people sitting in our shop. Call the cops.
Like, think about that. It went from, I have a dream, to,
oh my God, there's black people sitting in our store.
This is what the left has become. A bunch of deranged, lunatic, hysterical, left-wing, intolerant, racist bigots. This is who they are. Oh, and they hate Christians even worse. There's an online video. I think Campus Reform published this. There's a coffee shop. I think it was in San Francisco, maybe, where the coffee shop owner was screaming at people because they walked into his coffee shop wearing the pro-Trump Make America Great Again hats. You know, the red hats that say MAGA on the front. And he was shouting them down. You guys, get out of my coffee shop. There was no national outrage over that, by the way. Because when you hate on white people or Christians or Trump supporters, that's totally okay to the left and totally okay to the mainstream media. But when you call the cops on a couple of black guys, that's a national outrage, even though it isn't corporate policy. And by the way, I want to say kudos to these two black gentlemen, because they did not make a scene. They kept cool. They kept cool, man. And they got handcuffed, and they got walked out of there in handcuffs on video. I mean, talk about the public shame. And yet they didn't fight back. They didn't resist arrest. They were just calm and cool. And I got to say, those dudes, they earned themselves a multi-million dollar settlement by staying cool. You know, I train with a lot of military veterans, and I'm around cops a lot because I do a lot of tactical firearms training, things like that. And so I know how cops think, and cops are trained to meet resistance with overwhelming force. If you resist a cop, they're just going to beat you down or choke you out, or they're going to throw you to the ground and stick their knee in the back of your chest so you can't breathe, by the way. It's an actual technique. A cop showed me that one time. He was like, yeah, this is what we do if they're difficult people. We throw them on the ground, and you notice how you can put your knee on them, and you can pivot your body weight onto their backs so they can't breathe. And the more troublesome they are, the more weight you just pivot on them, and it's almost invisible. No one can see how much weight you're putting on them. This is a common cop tactic, just in case you're wondering. You get people face down on the ground, and you just jab your knees into the back of their chest, and they can't breathe. Anyway, if you don't resist, cops are usually pretty cool, professional people. If you're cool, they're cool. Because cops don't want to get into fights either. I mean, it's a risk. Every time you get into a tussle, there's a risk. They know that. They don't want to get into fights. They want everybody to be cool. And these two black dudes were cool. Cool and collected cats, man. These guys just earn millions of dollars for being walked out of there in handcuffs. Because there's going to be a settlement. No doubt, going to be a settlement. They're gonna get a multi-million dollar settlement. I think it's great. Frankly, I love it. I think it's awesome that Starbucks is paying out, or going to pay out, a multi-million dollar settlement because its employees are left-wing racist bigots. I think it's hilarious. And to make it even more funny, so now a black guy, some other black guy, unrelated to the two black guys who were handcuffed, he walks up to the Starbucks counter and he starts demanding free coffee as reparations because he's black. And the Starbucks people are like, okay, here's a free coffee. Just please don't hurt us. I mean, it's so hilarious. He's just like, give me my free coffee because I'm black and you people are racist. And they're just like, here, take all your free coffee. The reason I think this is so funny is because I think Starbucks should just have free coffee for life for all black people forever. In fact, I think Starbucks should just give their stores to black people. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, you want to, hey, CEO of Starbucks, whatever your name is, you want to do right? Well, oh, you want to be progressive? Just, how about this? Just have a national lottery where all black people can put their names in a hat, and you pull out the names, and the names you pull out, you just give them all the Starbucks stores. You just eliminate all the assets from your corporation, hand it over to the black people, because you hate black people, obviously, according to the left, and you need to make it up to them. Just give them all your Starbucks stores. Or free coffee for life, at minimum, for all black people. And by the way, they don't even have to actually be black. All they have to do is claim to be black. This is the best part. This is why I think this could really go over very, very well. If you just claim to be black, you should get free coffee forever. And remember what I said when I opened the segment? We're all black. We're all Africans. That means free coffee for everyone. Forever. I think I should walk into a Starbucks and say, I'm African American, and demand my free coffee. Well, not that I want their crappy coffee anyway. I'm not a Starbucks customer. I'll just say it that way. But if I were, this would be great. And if they say, you're not black, I would say, how dare you judge me by the color of my skin, you racist, intolerant bigot. I'm black on the inside. I'm of African descent, as are we all. And besides, Rachel Dolezal, is that her name? She claims to be black, and she's no more black than I am. I'm actually part Native American, by the way. But like I said, we're all Africans. So everyone should be able to walk up to a Starbucks right now and say, I'm black, give me my free Frappuccino. You racist bigots. That's what I think we should do nationwide. Just no more paying for coffee from Starbucks. Because obviously, since one employee did something bad to two black guys in one shop out of 8,000, the entire company should be put out of business. Because that would be the result, of course, if everybody got free coffee, then Starbucks would go out of business. And I think that's the proper outcome in this case. In case you can't tell, I'm being slightly satirical here, so just roll with it, okay? I think that Starbucks should be completely eliminated from our economy. But in the process, all black people and white people who say they're black should get free coffee forever. Until they're bankrupt. And when they're bankrupt, all the Starbucks buildings should be taken over by black people to launch their own local coffee shops, serving whatever coffee they want to serve to their customers. And when that happens, it should be no whites allowed. That's the proper thing. No whites allowed. It should be like local coffee shop, blacks only. And no, we're not talking about the coffee. We're talking about the customers. No whites allowed because this is the proper revenge. This is the proper reparations for one rogue employee calling the cops on a couple of black folks. Now, you see where I'm going with this. I'm going to get criticized. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get called a racist, even though I'm saying that we shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin. What I'm doing is I'm exploring the progressivism of this. Progressives never think rationally, and they always want to take it way too far. So I'm just saying, hey, free coffee for all black people forever, and including all white people who say they're black people or white people who are of African descent, which is all white people. So just basically just free coffee for everyone forever. That's the new Starbucks. If Starbucks wants to say they're sorry, that's how they should do it. And of course, I'm being facetious. This is absurd. But why not? Since the left is totally deranged, this is the kind of thing they would call for, not realizing they would put Starbucks out of business forever. But maybe that's what they want. I just think it's hilarious. Again, I applaud the two black gentlemen who kept cool, walked out of there. They're awesome, man. I mean, just staying so cool, even when you're being falsely arrested and falsely accused and filmed in public and shamed. I mean, that takes some balls, man. Those two guys, oh yeah, they did well. They did well. Martin Luther King would be proud. And secondly, I say we're all of African descent, and this whole division between black and white is so incredibly stupid anyway. Just treat all humans with dignity, okay? Just treat everybody with basic human dignity. Just love your fellow human beings. Stop being racist. All of you. The leftists and the KKK asshats and everybody else. Just, for God's sake, you're not that different from someone just because their skin color is slightly different. You're no different. You got all the same genes, practically. You have the same ancestors, practically. You think the same, you have the same desires, you have the same faults, you have the same wishes. I mean, you're all the same. Just stop judging people by the color of their skin. And finally, I think it's hilarious that Starbucks is getting so much payback and so much rage from the left because they deserve it. They've been out there trying to be all progressive and have their pink coffee cups. And they were all like pushing on the pro-gay marriage thing, which is fine. That's their right. You know, they can do that if they want. It's just you can never be progressive enough to be insulated from the hatred of the left. That's my point. No matter how much you support, you know, LGBT or gay marriage or African-American causes or whatever, or anti-gun or anti-Trump, no matter how much you do that as a corporation, it's never enough. Because one employee can set off a wave of massive hatred against your corporation. Just one employee, just one rogue employee. Oh my God, there's black people sitting in a restaurant. That's it. That's all it takes. And the left hates you. You can't be liberal enough to compensate for one isolated incident by one rogue employee who violates your company policy. So you see my point? They're all trying to get like libtard points by being as liberal as possible, sort of like a libtard karma system, but it's never enough because they can always come after you. for something that isn't even your fault. So I say, stop trying to get libtard karma. Stop trying to be conformist. Just treat everybody with basic dignity, okay? You don't have to be liberal or conservative or black or white or Christian or Muslim. You don't have to be any of that stuff just to treat people with basic human dignity. That's my point. And that's what I do. I treat people with basic human dignity regardless of their skin color or anything like that. And I'm inspired by Martin Luther King's speech, and I don't go to Starbucks. But if they start giving out free coffee, I will go there just to help bankrupt them. How about that? Free coffee for everyone! Especially black people. That should be the new slogan. It's incredible. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all your support, and I appreciate you tolerating all this commentary. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com or hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.